Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
At some point, the dam is going to break, and even the New York Times and the Washington Post are going to recognize that we may have a criminal family sitting in the White House.
This is the reality of the Republican investigation into the so-called Biden crime family. It's seemingly riddled with stunts and conspiracies.
There are a lot of teachers here, I think, so I'm going to tell you, you know, one of the things I love is Venn diagrams. Any math teachers in the room? I love Venn diagrams.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city.
Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-Sean. You want to be a part of the program? All right, before we check in with Professor Alan Dershowitz and John Solomon, just to take a slight diversion here. South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace did an introduction of Senator Tim Scott at a prayer breakfast earlier yesterday. And it is the most bizarre introduction at a prayer breakfast that I think I've ever heard. And I just, you know, considering the heaviness of every topic we're dealing with every second, minute, hour of every day, it seems, it just cracked me up. Listen.
And when I woke up this morning at 7, I was getting picked up at 7:45. Patrick, my fiance, tried to pull me by my waist over this morning in bed. And I was like, no, baby, we don't got time for that this morning. I got to get to the prayer breakfast and I got to be on time. And a little TMI, but he can wait. I'll see him later tonight.
I mean, it was just, I just read that and it made me laugh. Anyway, we welcome back to the program investigative reporter and editor-in-chief, justthenews.com. John Solomon is with us. Professor Alan Dershowitz, attorney, author of Get Trump, the New York Times bestseller, here to discuss the happenings at yesterday's hearing. Professor Dershowitz, you tell me if my instincts are wrong here, and I'll defer to you. Am I wrong in thinking this is extraordinarily unusual, what happened yesterday, the idea, that the prosecution and defense have this plea agreement, they're hoping the judge signs off on it, and they didn't resolve the issue of whether or not, future prosecution would be included, and then Judge Noriega saying, isn't this unusual and non-standard? And they had no answer except, yeah, it's not standard. To me, I think that the fix was in, and this judge smelled a rat and called him out on it.
You're absolutely right. I smelled a rat, too. I predicted for 2 weeks prior to this that this was going to happen. I predicted all over the news. I wrote columns on it. I said, she will not accept this deal.
By the way, you said it first on my show, so you were saying it a lot.
Right, right. It's obvious we didn't know what was in the deal. And then when we saw the deal, oh, my God, it didn't resolve the most important issue. What if new evidence emerges? What if new crimes? What if we find out that Weiss was telling the truth and Garland wasn't, and he was limited in his investigation to this tiny state of Delaware, couldn't go across the border to the District of Columbia, couldn't go to Los Angeles, couldn't go to Burisma in Ukraine, couldn't go to China. This was a limited investigation. What if we were to find that out? How do you have a plea deal when we don't know what the nature of the plea deal is? Generally, judges don't interfere with plea deals. And that's why everybody on CNN and MSNBC was saying, of course it's going to be accepted. Of course it's going to be accepted. Dershowitz doesn't know what he's talking about. And I said, no, it's not going to be accepted because I don't make predictions based on wishful thinking. I made predictions based on 60 years of experience in doing this kind of thing. And I knew that there was a rat in there to be smelled. And she was brave enough to smell it and put the kibosh on it and say, what? Go back to the drawing board, get a deal that we both understand that means the same thing to everybody. Then we'll see if we accept it. I hope she also calls, I don't think she will, but I hope she calls Garland and Weiss and says, look, resolve this for me. Garland, you say he was free to look everywhere, follow the money. Weiss, you say no, you were restricted to Delaware.
Well, now, actually, Weiss is now taking the other position, Professor, and saying that the IRS whistleblowers are wrong and that he did have the authorization and the ability to go elsewhere, although I think as many as six people, and John Solomon will weigh in after you on this, will testify in committee under oath that, in fact, they heard him say it. Many took contemporaneous notes at the time.
Well, and let's see, if he did an investigation, what did he do? Where are his notes of the investigation? Where are his 302 FBI forms? Did he go beyond Delaware? It really doesn't matter, in some respects, what he thinks he was authorized to do. It's what he did. Did he investigate? There was a lot to be investigated outside of Delaware. And those are facts. Those are not just opinions. Did he investigate outside of Delaware? We have to know the answer to that.
John, let's get your reaction to, you know, what happened in a courtroom yesterday. I think this judge smelled a rat. The professor agrees with me. There's no way, no way at all, they went into this courtroom yesterday without an understanding that the immunity would be for future crimes. In other words, that it would be over. It would be blanket immunity for any future prosecution, including a FARA violation, which he should have been charged with on top of everything else if we had equal justice and application of our laws. What's your reaction?
Well, first, the professor had it right. 2 weeks ago, he said this to me, and he is exactly right. The judge saw there was a disconnect in how the prosecutors were talking and how the defense team was assuming this deal was going to go. And when she drilled down to that, she found that they were on different pages, and you never want to accept a plea deal when people have it.
But were they really on different pages, or was it a wink, wink, nod, nod, except yeah. With all that's going on in the Judiciary Committee investigating the FBI and the DOJ being politicized and weaponized, they knew damn well they couldn't get away with that, and they had to just...
The day that Hunter Biden's team came out and said, this covers everything for eternity, we're set. The prosecutor came out and said, this is what Allen originally seized on. Prosecutor said, there's still an ongoing investigation. The two were irreconcilable, and I think the judge drew that out yesterday. I think there's a second important event that happened yesterday. A partial allocution going on because they thought this plea deal was going to go through. And I want to point out something that Hunter Biden said, because there's a different jury, beyond a court jury, there's a different jury watching this case very closely. The American people who will render their verdict in the 2024 election. Joe Biden has repeatedly and chronically said, my family never got any money from China. And his son yesterday called his father a liar. There is an elocution where the judge is going.
Thank you. I just mentioned that. I think you and I might be the only two people that caught that.
This is so important. He acknowledges in 2017 that part of the taxes he didn't pay money on, it was a part of a transaction, $664,000 that came from a Chinese company, CEFC. He directly confirms that is he, the son of the president, got China money. Now, how could Joe Biden be that wrong? How could he not ask these questions? The people are now looking at Joe Biden. Joe Biden is on trial in this case in a political courtroom. His honesty is on the line. And time again now, we are finding out Joe Biden has been lying to the American public, either by not doing due diligence or knowingly misleading the American people.
I never spoke to my son, Hunter, or my brother, Jim, or anybody for that matter, about their farm business dealings. Has now evolved in, I've never been in business with them. However, going to your point about the money from China, we also have the WhatsApp message. I'm sitting here with my father, and then the timeline confirmed by James Comer in the House Oversight Committee, saying that within days, $5 million went into the Biden family coffers, John.
Yeah, and next week we will get Devin Archer, and I feel pretty confident based on all my reporting. He will say Joe Biden was in on many of the conversations involving Hunter Biden's business partners. Now, does that mean there's a crime that occurred? We don't know yet. But the idea that Joe Biden was sitting alongside his son while being vice president, entertaining conversations with the clients that his son was doing, that's exactly the sort of behavior that we tried to repudiate after Watergate. We created all these ethics rules. Joe Biden did not give us an honest answer in 2020 on many factual predicates. And I think that's going to be the jury of the American people are watching this case, and it will matter to them. And yesterday there was a very big revelation that doesn't reflect well on Joe Biden.
When you have corruption on the level as described by the IRS whistleblowers, Professor Dershowitz, where they wouldn't allow the IRS investigators to even talk to Biden family members, or that the FBI tipped off Hunter Biden about potential questioning that would have been a surprise to him and then ultimately didn't happen. And you hear how the statute of limitations were allowed to run out, even though they had an agreement on an extension. That seems a little odd for any prosecutor to let go of that, doesn't it, Professor? Is there any way that the statute of limitations gets reopened because corruption allowed it to expire?
It's very hard to do that. I have to tell you, I've been doing this 60 years.
You don't look a day over 30. I don't get it.
The prosecution always preserves the statute of limitations. That's the sword of Damocles. I never in 60 years have heard of a prosecutor allowing the statute of limitations to expire, because that way he loses all of his leverage. Let me tell you what I think happened. I think there was an actual deal that Hunter Biden would never be prosecuted again, but the Justice Department said, we don't want to put that in writing because that will be embarrassing. But you and we have an understanding. Then the lawyer made a mistake and went out there and expressed the understanding. And the Justice Department said, oh, my God, now we're going to be embarrassed. We have to deny it. And so what happened is the judge smelled a rat, and the judge said, look, I got to know whether there is an understanding or there isn't an understanding. If there is, put it down in writing so the American public can read it and can evaluate it and use it in the court of public opinion. So I think the judge caught both sides who were trying to do something without public accountability. And that's exactly what a judge ought to be doing, and she ought to be praised for it. Now, will she take the next step? And the next step is trying to resolve this issue about whether John's great reporting was correct when he said that David Weiss has told people that he didn't have the authority.
Well, it's not just John's great reporting, although he did expose it first because he was in touch with the whistleblowers. I guess it is John's reporting. And I'm not taking any credit away. I always give attribution, John, as you know. But
no.
But I think what they are testifying to is, you know, speaks volumes.
That's right. And it's under oath. And so, you know, whistleblowers, just because they're blowing whistles doesn't mean they're telling the truth. So we have to find out. What we're interested in is the truth. Was Joe Biden sitting next to Hunter Biden when he sent that tweet? Was he on 12?
Well, we have confirmed that they were in the same place at that time. That we know.
The question is, did he know, did President Biden know that his son was tweeting and using his name. We have to get to the bottom of all these things, and we'll only get to the bottom if we have checks and balances. And that's why it's so important that there is a committee of the House that is looking into this thing, because the Justice Department isn't going to be looking into it. That's what checks and balances are all about.
How does this, in a sense, whiplash back or boomerang back on Merrick Garland and the DOJ, John, especially with Devin Archer coming in Monday? And if Miranda Devine's reporting is correct and your reporting is correct, it's going to be bombshell testimony. And that is that on multiple occasions, Joe, who swore he never talked to Hunter about his business dealings, is Devin will testify that it often was the case over a couple of dozen times that Hunter would call his dad with his foreign business partners there, introduce them to his father, the clear message being, yeah, we're not going to really perform any service, but you have dad's protection, which to me is the biggest influence peddling scandal in the history of this country.
Is there any chance there are recordings of this? You know, one thing is, if nobody knows if this.
Well, the only thing we've heard there are recordings of, Professor, and that's a great question. The only thing we know there are recordings of, and it's possible that anybody could record anything, is the Burisma CEO when he was speaking with the FBI and eight informant that was getting the information and got all those quotes about how he paid $10 million, $5 million to one Biden, $5 million to another Biden, and we're never going to find the path of the money for 10 years.
But I won a big case once by making sure that the police who I was cross-examining didn't know whether there were recordings. And if you don't know whether there were recordings, you're going to tell the truth. If you know for sure there were no recordings, then it's, you know, your word versus their word, and people can remember things very differently. So if the prosecutor has recordings or doesn't have recordings, it's important that the witnesses not know whether there are or aren't recordings.
Let's get your take, John Solomon.
The Attorney General has really made an effort to distance himself, saying Weiss has everything he needs to do. It's his ball of wax to deal with this. Obviously, Weiss had a bad day in court yesterday because his deal blew up. There is one thing that the Attorney General has said, that he had absolute authority to bring those charges. We don't know if that's true yet. The Attorney General insists it is. David Weiss has given a very obfuscated answer about what he really meant. And when did he find out he had the authority? Was it after he dropped the charges allowed the tolling agreement for the statute of limitations to expire? A lot of facts have to come into evidence. At the end of the day, for the American people, Joe Biden is the most important person that we need answers about. Hunter Biden is going to plead to whatever crimes he committed. David Weiss will come up with his explanations, and Merrick Garland will. Joe Biden gave a job interview to the American people in the fall of 2020. At least four of his answers are now factually debunked by evidence in there. That raises a much bigger question. He has had one other very important claim that he's insulated himself with, and that is, I fired the prosecutor. Yes, I took the $1 billion and used it as leverage, but that was official U.S. policy. We have had that story since the impeachment trial, which, of course, Alan Dershowitz played a role in. There is a very important set of documents that we're going to make public very soon that is going to test that question. We're going to find out if Joe Biden was carrying out policy or if he made a significant change.
I got to run, but I'll have more with you guys in the days and weeks to come. This isn't going anywhere. Professor Dershowitz, Get Trump is his best-selling book. John Solomon, investigator, reporter, justthenews.com. All right, it turns out Jason Aldean did not want to edit the music video about Small Town. Apparently, the production company Tackle Box were given an ultimatum to remove the footage or face legal action. Well, that's good to hear. You know, it was odd because he had already won the issue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. Hey, summer memories with your family, they're very precious. If you thought about improving your backyard by investing in a hot tub or a swimming pool, well, you really need to consider the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Why? It combines the benefits of both. A Michael Phelps Swim Spa has a spacious swimming area on one end and comfortable seating with hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. Not only will it provide endless hours of fun for you and your grandkids, but it's great, convenient, a great way to improve your fitness and decompress after a long, stressful day. Linda loves hers.
I absolutely love it. And I'll tell you what, like my oldest son, Anthony, right now, he's got a hamstring pull. My daughter just finished lacrosse season. She's got her shin splints. Liam's about to start tackle. You know, everybody's doing something. And then Anthony and I, on the rare occasion that we can get the kids out of it so we can actually get into it, you can just relax in it. It's an awesome time for the whole family.
MasterSpas.com, promo code Hannity. Put it in the upper right-hand corner. You can get up to $1,000 off. That promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings, and you can exercise, relax, and recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand we trust, MasterSpas.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. Hey, summer memories with your family, they're very precious. If you thought about improving your backyard by investing in a hot tub or a swimming pool, well, you really need to consider the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Why? It combines the benefits of both. A Michael Phelps Swim Spa has a spacious swimming area on one end and comfortable seating with hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. Not only will it provide endless hours of fun for you and your grandkids, but it's great, convenient, a great way to improve your fitness and decompress after a long, stressful day. Linda loves hers.
I absolutely love it. And I'll tell you what, like my oldest son, Anthony, right now, he's got a hamstring pull. My daughter just finished lacrosse season. She's got her shin splints. Liam's about to start tackle. You know, everybody's doing something. And then Anthony and I, on the rare occasion that we can get the kids out of it so we can actually get into it, you can just relax in it. It's an awesome time for the whole family.
MasterSpas.com, promo code Hannity. Put it in the upper right-hand corner. You can get up to $1,000 off. That promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. And you can exercise, relax, and recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand we trust, MasterSpas.com.
Information download. Sean Hannity and the breaking news you might have missed today. It's Sean's insider information. Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Get to your calls here. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Summertime, summertime, living almost as easy as ordering new custom window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. In other words, this summer, get the most use of your deck, your patio, with brand new custom outdoor shades. Why not refresh your bedroom, your bathroom at the same time? You get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. And if you don't know what looks good, talk to a Blinds.com professional design expert. That's for free. If you don't know a wrench from pliers, then they're going to come to your home and handle the installation. They have over 25 million plus windows covered. You can rest easy with Blinds.com because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They will make sure you are happy. So save on your home upgrades right now. Enjoy them all summer long. And you'll see for yourself why Blinds.com is by far the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Over 40,000 five-star reviews. It's a lot of five-star reviews. I don't think I could get that many. Anyway, just go to Blinds.com. Right now, they have their Summer Black Friday sale going on through July 30th. 45% off and mega deals. 45% off mega deals right now at Blinds.com. All right, let's go to Joel in the Commonwealth of Virginia. You got an important election coming up in November, and that will decide your state Senate and legislature. That's going to be interesting.
That's true. That's true. I talked about it locally here with one of the radio announcers here. I don't know if I'm allowed to say his name. Am I allowed to do that?
And say whatever you want. I believe in freedom. Go right ahead.
His name's Joe Thomas. He's on WCHV, and we discuss a lot of that. But I'm not trying to divert your question, but yes, it is an important election, and it actually starts on my birthday, the early voting, but I just wanted to say this really quick or ask you this. With the discovery of what was in the deal for Hunter by this judge that's following the law and trying to set or base it off of precedent, is there anything else that is going to open up as far as like what maybe Merrick Garland's doing or what the DOJ did? Because weren't these charges brought up by the ATF?
I don't know about the ATF part about it. What specific charge are you talking about?
The actual gun charges in violation of using...
I don't remember the ATF's involvement off the top of my head. But listen, you know, well, first of all, Joe Biden is, you know, he's been very pro-stringent, restrictive gun laws and taking illegal guns off the street. Okay, well, his son had an illegal gun on the street, we see it in videos. I did not like the videos of how he handled his own weapon, and so he lied on a gun application, and then I guess he was having a fight with the girlfriend at the time, and she decides to take the gun and throw it in a dumpster to get it away from him, which, by the way, was near a school, and that's extremely dangerous in and of itself. But putting all that aside, and thankfully some good Samaritan found it and handed it over to the police, and they did the right thing, by the way, and the Secret Service was dragged into that too, and he didn't get in trouble. I don't think that would happen to a Trump kid, and I don't think that would happen to any of us. That's the dual justice system. So that impacts
you know, we've got to look at Merrick Garland and how this Department of Justice has been weaponized and politicized, and how they run interference for all things Biden, all things Hillary Clinton, and they try to just, you know, get Donald Trump for spitting on the sidewalk. So, it makes sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And thank you for everything you do, too. I mean, I hope this nut gets cracked open. You know, I really do. I mean, America's got to find out what's going on. I mean, we really do. But thank you for everything you do, really, Sean.
Well, I can't do it without you. I mean, this is a team sport, actually. If we want to get the country back on track, I can't do it myself. All of us have to spread the gospel of saving the country. And so anyway, it's I believe the people, this country, at some point, you know, it's going to kick in and dawn on them that things aren't going well and we deserve better. And I hope that's sooner than later. Anyway, good call, my friend. Thanks, Joel. All the best. Jim, South Carolina. Hey, Jim, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Good, Sean. It's a great pleasure to talk to you, sir. Great American.
You're a great American, my friend. God bless you. What's on your mind today?
Well, you've spoken numerous times about the need for Republicans to mount a counteroffensive to ballot harvesting that the Democrats seem to do very well. And really my question is this, and I thought about it a lot, and I'm curious, where do you think that starts at? How do we initiate that?
Well, it starts at the state level because the states have varying laws. Some states don't even allow any ballot harvesting. You know, most states have policies regulating a voter's ability to designate another individual to return their ballot. But, you know, the thinking behind this is, oh, everybody's vote. Everybody should have the right to vote. And this allows, you know, depending on what state laws are, legally, they allow people to coordinate efforts and collect absentee ballots and hand in the absentee ballots of other people. And that's ballot harvesting. And for the Democrats, it's been extraordinarily effective and has rightly generated a lot of controversy.
Well, I get that. It's been really, you know, troubling for me. 32 states allow ballot harvesting legally. And interestingly enough, two states that don't allow it have had the biggest kerfuffles over the voting regulations, which is Georgia and Arizona don't allow ballot harvesting. So what do we do in those states? And I think none of your states only allow relatives or direct designees of the voter to allow their ballots to be harvested. So it's kind of limited. Even though with what we have to work with, how do we initiate it? How do we start? Where does it start at? In a political polling place?
I think Republicans have got to look at the laws in every state, especially the swing states that are going to matter the most. Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. I'm not sure if we can play in Michigan, Arizona, Nevada. And they've got to match whatever the Democrats are doing.
Well, as a grassroots movement, where does it really start? I mean,
To me, it's got to start with the Republican Party in every state and the National Republican Party. Now, to the credit of Ronna McDaniel, she did start an effort to balance out this reluctance and resistance that Republicans have against voting by mail and voting early. You know, we can't continue to start out Election Day down hundreds of thousands of votes. And then, you know, if it's a crappy day and it's raining or snowing or sleeting or, you know, you got an ice storm the night before, you know, you can't count on day of voting when the Democrats are voting, you know, days, weeks, months in advance of the election. And that she calls it banking your vote. Republicans need to embrace it, not run from it. Now, it's not the system I want. I keep saying that. I prefer national holiday Election Day. I prefer paper ballots. I prefer that voting take place in precincts and that partisan observers watch the vote count in every precinct. When the polls close, then they watch the vote counting and they make sure there's nothing nefarious going on. And then after that's all said and done, you count the votes at the end of the night, you declare your winner, you go home. I think that would instill confidence in the results. It would bring integrity to the system. And I think it would be fair to all parties. You know, you have to include with that voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls, updated voter rolls. All that has to be included as well. So I'm saying it a lot, not to hear myself talk. I'm saying it because Republicans have not gotten in the ballot harvesting game yet. And trust me, I'm putting a lot of pressure on the RNC to get their act together. And when are you going to start your ballot harvesting efforts? You know, if I get told one more time, well, that would be a $50, $75 million, you know, project. I'm like, then go raise the money. That's not my problem. I'm not part of the RNC. I'm not even a registered Republican. I'm just saying that if they continue to give this advantage to Democrats, they are putting themselves at a decided disadvantage. Don't do it. Make sense?
Yeah. I mean, do you think it's up to the RNC in general or grassroots, local?
I think it's a combo. I think all the above. RNC nationally, Republican Party statewide. I think people running for office, and I think the grassroots and every Republican. Look, if you're going to vote conservative Republican this presidential election coming up, let me just tell you right now, and you've been reluctant in the past to vote by mail or vote early. Get over it. Get over it. Just you've got to accept it's not the system we want. You got to deal with the reality, the truth of what we have. You fight a war with the army you have, and you can sit there all day wishing you had a stronger army and more tanks and more jets and more bombs and more whatever. But you can only fight that war with what you got and hopefully try to catch up. In this case, I'm trying to give ample warning to everybody that they better start paying attention. Don't start out every election day in states down by hundreds of thousands of votes. It makes it very hard to win those states. Am I being clear? I'm trying to be very clear.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I think Rush would be very proud of the torch that you're carrying in his behalf.
Well, nobody can match the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT, but we miss him. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it, buddy. All right, quick break. Right back to our phones. Toll free. Our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, back to our busy phones. Judy San Diego, Kogo Radio. What's going on, Judy? How are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good. I am calling because I do not understand why we continue to have trials for people like, or by people like John Durham and Donald Trump in venues where the conclusion is a foregone, we know what's going to happen. Why can't they ask for a change in venue, and why can't they appeal the verdict? I don't understand why John...
Well, they could appeal the verdict and...
The earth and no appeal.
Well, once somebody's found not guilty, I mean, it's over. Otherwise, you bring into play something called double jeopardy, which nobody should want. You know, but you're right. I mean, do I think a Republican or a conservative can get a fair trial in New York City? I do not. Fulton County, Georgia? No, odds are low. Washington, D.C., odds are even lower. And, you know, that's why a lot of prosecutors, you know, look, it is what it is. I mean, it's sad. It shouldn't be. But when you'd be denying the truth and be denying reality of the jury pool, and do I think change of venues are warranted in such cases? I do. I think change of venue should be used way more often than it is.
I do, too. I mean, every now and then we get a surprise, like this lady who recently heard the Hunter Biden case, and, you know, she is being practical.
She was actually genius yesterday.
Yeah.
I think she saw right through this. I think she knew that this would prevent future prosecution of Hunter. And you were using obscure language in the gun aspect of it, but it would have applied to the tax issues as well. And she said, now, will this is this an ongoing investigation or is this closed? And at that point, a weaponized DOJ could not admit what they had likely, in my view, very strongly believed they had already agreed to with the defense. And that's Hunter's defense team, that this would end all investigations. He'd be in the clear with his sweetheart deal and no jail time.
We constantly hear about the judges, too, about who appointed them, as if that is going to determine the outcome also. I mean, it seems like there ought to be a way where a trial, especially for such a big-name person like Trump or, you know, at the John Durham trial, I mean, it seems to me a mistake to allow a judge who's got a built-in bias to make the ruling.
I totally, if we had a system that was totally fair and we had an unbiased judiciary, that would be the case. And these prosecutors know damn well if they're in New York or Fulton County or D.C., that the odds heavily favor them.
And we keep.
And by the way, and I'll be even more blunt. I would expect guilty verdicts for Trump in all three venues.
Oh.
And I think Trump and Georgia will win on appeal with the Supreme Court that is down in Georgia. I would say that Trump would probably win as a very good chance of winning on appeal in D.C.
Well,
and even as a shot in New York, although it's harder.
We keep hearing about Weiss, that he was appointed by Trump.
He's actually first appointed by Obama, and people don't understand that the senators of states have a say, usually as a courtesy, by the president, and that's why Trump allowed it to continue.
Well, I have heard that from one time, one day, that Weiss worked in Obama's Department of Justice. Every other time I hear it, it's that he was a Trump appointee. You know? It just seems like a huge black hole in our justice system. It's wrong.
Well, appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much, Judy. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.